USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
The FDA announcing they're giving the thumbs up to Pfizer boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. New year, new you. Did you know that Amazon makes it easy to make more sustainable shopping decisions with the Climate Pledge Friendly label? The Climate Pledge Friendly label signifies that products have one or more sustainability certifications that help preserve the natural world, providing Amazon shoppers a quick and easy way to identify more sustainable products when they shop online. Customers can conveniently shop tens of thousands of Climate Pledge Friendly products on Amazon.com to get a head start on their New Year's resolutions. Whether shoppers are looking for workout gear, beauty products, or just to make small everyday changes, Climate Pledge Friendly can help customers identify products with sustainability certifications all year long, from brands like Burt's Bees, Columbia, Honest Beauty, Seventh Generation, and more. To start shopping for more sustainable products and enjoy Amazon's wide selection, convenience, and everyday low prices, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly, or look for the label on product pages or in search results.
The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Majority Leader is promising his chamber will consider rule changes amid the fierce debate over voting rights. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York making that announcement in a letter to his colleagues. Schumer threatening to make changes by saying the rules will be debated and considered on or prior to January 17th if Republicans don't cooperate. This as many states have made changes to voting rights laws that Democrats are not happy with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A scary situation is resolved over the weekend in New Mexico.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in two different cars while descending the Sandia Peak Tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
9 United States billionaires saw their wealth grow by more than $340 billion over the last year. The American middle class saw its share of the nation's wealth decline to just 26.6%, while the top 1% share grew to 27%. Since 1991, the top 20% of U.S. income earners saw their share of national wealth grow by about 10 percentage points. Week 17 of the NFL season wraps up with an AFC Central matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.